Welcome to Dear Darkness, where we talk to the artists of Tanz in Bern, the international dance festival of Dampfzentrale Bern, coming to you this fall, from October 24th to November 8th. Today we're talking to Christina and Sade Alain, from Alain Dance from the UK. They will be bringing a Knights game to Bern on October 30th and 31st. A Knights game will actually be the first performance after a long lockdown for the twin sisters. Here are Christina and Sade.
So, A Knights game, it's our first duo as Alain Dance, and it comes from true stories, true life events, dealing with incarceration and the concept of being incarcerated through the body and the mind. Through our research, we visited a few prisons, and one that is like outstanding is Alcatraz. And we got to envision and experience what it's like to be on the rock and that feeling of being away from society and the energetic world that's happening in San Francisco. And we also looked at the Acklin brothers and how they slowly, day by day, was patient enough to escape, and how they kind of created illusions of that escaping. Talking about, yes, they want to escape through the body, but once they make it to the mainland, they still have to deal with the concept of being incarcerated, separated from society, because society has moved on, technology has moved on. So with A Knights game, even though it's based on true events and also family true events, we take it through an abstract way of dealing with the feeling of being separated from society and incarcerated physically and mentally. It's a physical piece, very physical, very energetic, and the question is, if me and Sade are the same character, so we're playing different roles of the same character, or are we opposing characters?
And you're both athletes and dancers, is that right?
Yes, we started off when we were in our early teens. We were runners for Enfield and Haringey, based in London, and we were competing. So we have we built over our young ages that kind of sprinter's physicality in the body. So we had really high developed muscles. We had explosive power and alertness as well. Our reactions were very quick. We could jump. We could fly. And it was only just through like natural events in our life that we started to be more interested in dance. So we kind of took that route, which is very similar demand for the body, but yet it demands different type of expression of the body. And what we found by going into dance is that we can use our strength that we had from athletics into the dance form. So we kept that kind of alertness, that fast switch, that flight in the movement, but we also kept what Christina was saying, the discipline in the practice.
But the body has memories as well. How did you retrain this? Or did you have to change a lot in how you react to inputs and stuff?
Oh, absolutely. Your body is slightly designed differently. With athletics, we were trained to be explosive, compact, and especially how athletics is changing now in terms of the body type. At the time when we were training, it was about being that kind of stocky, compact, and just fast twitch moments. And then finding dance, it was a moment that we had to find ways to elongate our muscles, find a different kind of way of moving, flexibility. So we did a lot of yoga and a lot of kind of self-practice, which now we're sharing with the world through our workout series. But we did a lot of self-practice to maintain the strength and that fast twitch, but also have the gracefulness and just having the length in our muscles and able to move in a different way.
Wow, I was just interrupting you during your daily, I would suspect, yoga session. What's your daily routine to keep this up, this level of athletics and dance?
Well, through dance first, like we love yoga, like Ashtanga yoga, in the sense that, you know, you're not aiming for something. There's not a goal, where through athletics, it was like, I need to get to the finish line. But then through yoga, it's kind of taught us to be kind of in the now, and you enjoy where your body is right now, and it's a practice. But then through our workout, like what we do, we want to maintain the strength, and we
with our workout, we do a lot of exercises that are slow, but then it has that fast twitch energy that we can play with musicality. We can create, play with different body types as well, manipulating so that everything doesn't have to move all at once. But then also we love this feeling that it's kind of our slogan of exhaustion. And we like to push our body kind of to the limit where you can slowly increase the stamina, increase the level where you are now. And it happens slowly when you get into that state of exhaustion. How can you push on? How can you go further?
Yeah, so our daily practice is usually that we'll do yoga and then we'll move on to our Elaine's sister's workout, which is kind of devised of 10 exercises to get us into the right state for whatever the work is of that day. And also it's just consistency, because every day, well, a bit different now because everyone's in lockdown, but our usual routine would be that one day we're traveling, one day we're teaching, one day we're performing, next day we're traveling. So it's very different each day. So to have that consistent yoga and Elaine's sister's workout, at least we have that is solid, and that's going to be the same every day. So our body is still maintaining its strength. Kind of eliminates injuries and weaknesses in the body.
Yeah. Did that change due to coronavirus? Or, I mean, do you live together? So you have your household and you're sticking together?
Yeah, we're in the same social bubble right now. Yeah. I mean, yes, it changed because, you know, we're not as physical, because some days we'll be dancing for like 6 hours, 8 hours. But again, like Shadi said, our days change because some days we'll be traveling. So then you're not moving at all. We'd find like right now through lockdown, our bodies feel great now because there's more rest. Mm. But then also it's made us share our workout series. This is something that we kept quite personal. But then through having the space of lockdown, it's given us the opportunity to put it together, record it, devise the website, and actually share it with people so that people can experience what we're doing and how we can maintain our body and feel healthy, feel happy with our body and things that we do every day, like doing the grass or cleaning the house and stuff like that, the domestic stuff.
So you took out of this darkness of coronavirus, you took something really positive, right? And you got the breaks as well that your body actually would need to stay healthy. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Will that change going forward for you to accept less, I don't know, less events or something like that?
I think like the lockdown's been really important for us as well, just the rest, but also the time. It gave us the space to be more creative, whereas before we're being creative but within the busy schedule. So I think this lockdown's given us time to really, now that everything's starting again from the beginning, we can actually be in control of that timetable. It doesn't mean that we do less. It just means that it can be more, but spread over a longer period. So we keep that rest. We keep the time to see family and friends as well as do our passion for work.
Yeah. So you didn't stumble in like before. You can really, with all your experience that you had before, you can now do it like you want to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like Shadi said, we can devise our schedule a little bit better now, because it's not that things are coming in and overlapping, and because there's two of us, we can separate and then meet.
Divide and conquer.
And then we meet in another country, then we separate, where now we can literally like through start from scratch, and when work comes in, we can devise it. So we make sure that we do have that space and we do have that time to reflect and also have that creative and research time that we always loved and wanted.
Circling back to your piece and to the topic of this year's Dance in Bern, the dance festival, it's Dear Darkness from the PJ Harvey song. We're looking at everything that darkness can be, absence of light and everything. Incarceration, maybe you could talk to this. What is darkness for you? How does it relate to your piece?
I think in Night's Game, it is contemplating that the reality of loss of freedom, or whether it will be a reality. And just in the sense that natural, like when you think of darkness and light, we've also kind of explored this idea of
Solitary confinement.
Solitary confinement, thank you. Solitary confinement. And we played with that idea of actually being closed off in the dark. And then you start to picture what would daylight be to you, what would be the sunlight to you, and also how that would affect you as well. And that's something that we use in the piece, especially with my solo as well. What does that mean to be locked off from everyone? And how would you deal with that, from going from something so busy into something so enclosed?
Yeah, there's a story from Otis Johnson, who we kind of researched, American. He was got incarcerated when he was 14 years old, and he got let out when he was in the 60s. And when he's incarcerated, he talks about what it's like, that when he's going to be free, there's going to be a parade, there's going to be this, and your imagination goes wild. And I'm sure, like, with people going through lockdown, they start to imagine what it's going to be like to go outside back into the world. And then he talks about when he goes to Times Square and he watches people pass him, and he says that the world is moving so quickly, he just sees flashes of color and people have wires coming from their ears, and he can't work out, has the world changed or has he changed?
I think it's quite interesting, the idea of darkness and light as well, because darkness doesn't have to be a negative as well. And it's just, especially with a night's game, it's trying to create being comfortable with the uncomfortable, you know, and how can you strive in that new environment, in that unrecognizable environment.
So you're actually, even when you come out of the solitary confinement, you're moving yourself in your mind and in your soul, you're still in some kind of darkness compared to society. Could you say it like this?
No.
Because then you would be referring to yourself as darkness as well, I guess. It depends what we want to define darkness as, I guess. If we're just thinking of it being straightforward as darkness, as being no source or no light whatsoever, and then sunlight. As soon as you're in one form of darkness and you see light, it's going to burn. You're sensitive to that light. So we could think of darkness in that sense as well. And that transition of being completely in one bubble and then slowly coming out into society or into another environment, we could think of it that way.
Also, we talk about, like, especially with A Night's Game, this feeling of darkness or being incarcerated, like, it's like, for example, to make it what's the word, so that other people can understand it, it's like, you know, when you go to sleep and you close your eyes, your mind is still flying, it's still
active.
It's, you're still experiencing textures and colors even when the lights are closed, when your eyes are closed. So to be in solitary confinement doesn't mean darkness. It means that you have your thoughts and your imagination. So when you come out of that solitary confinement, you are a different person, you've evolved. And it's how you evolve and have to deal with what's happening now within the light, within the reality happening now.
I'm very looking forward to the piece. I have to say, that's cool.
me too. We can't wait to get back on stage and see, especially like dealing with the lockdown now and having that separation from people, that, you know, we can only speak to people through Skype or through Zoom or through WhatsApp or through telephone. We're having that isolation kind of period. So it's, for us, it's going to be very, very interesting to revisit this piece and dealing with the experiences that we've just had.
Yeah, and it'll be our first performance since the lockdown, so it's going to be very exciting for us as well, which is perfect for the piece as well. It's going to be very raw and honest because we're putting ourselves back into a situation that we can't get out of.
Yeah.
My last question is really about what inspires you now? What people, TV shows, musicians, music, what are you listening on a loop, or what is something that you can't get out of your head at the moment?
We've been reading about the Jim Crow laws. We've also been reading about the Stoic practice. We're educating ourselves a lot to do with British history and American history and kind of Barbados, where we're from, and that's the Pan-Africa and dealing with the segregation, dealing with race and class. We're Also, we've been researching a lot to do Mo Farah, actually, the British athlete that's from Somalia. And he has a twin brother that is in Somalia. And they got separated from Mo Farah moving to England. And then the civil war happened in Somalia. So they both got separated. So we're dealing a lot with immigration and reading a lot about migration, and that feeling of being separated from your loved ones in many different ways of class, race, and just cultures.
Music-wise, we've just been listening to a lot of instrumentals, like jazz, mostly like jazz, like Miles Davis. So we're going a little bit more back into the 80s, 70s of jazz.
Also Beres Hammond, which is our family like favorite. So we've been listening to a lot of like reggae right now as we're like cleaning and doing the gardens, like just kind of enjoying that kind of old reggae vibes.
Yeah. What's been like really beautiful with the, especially with the lockdown, it gives you opportunities to walk, and we've been to so many different parks around London, and just that open space and to see beautiful flowers kind of allows your mind to, this is very cheesy, but to blossom. And it's really like really during this time, our minds have just been ticking away and we're like, oh, what can we do here? What can we do there?
That was Dear Darkness, where we talked to the artists behind Tanz in Bern, the International Dance Festival of Dampftanzhalle Bern, from October 24th to November 8th. You can buy tickets and find more information on tanzinbern.ch. See you there!